الرحمن بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. صلوات محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد رب العالمين، الحمد لله كما هو أهله، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وشفيع المذنبين أبي القاسم وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. دعاء إمام الزمان عليه الصلاة والسلام. اللهم كل ولي الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى برحمت کا یا ارحم الراحمین. صلوا اکبر محمد. اما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل في ضلال مبين. صلوا على محمد. We have discussed that most valuable thing in our life is relationship. But unfortunately, most of people, they're not giving importance. The relationship are very important in your life. If you want peace of mind, if you want happy life. And the most important relation is relationship with your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people have a good relationship with their neighbor, their relative, their friends, but there is no relationship with God. There is no strong relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why they are suffering from depression, they are suffering from tension, suffering from other problems. Relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more important than any other relationship. Look, that's why there is a 5-time prayers. In the beginning is the Namaz Fajr. What is that Namaz Fajr? Namaz Fajr is actually is a breakfast for your soul. As you are eating something in breakfast, so give some food to your soul. Because you are not only body, we discussed in last lectures. Your real existence is your soul. Body is just like clothes for soul. But the most people, majority of people, they are slave of their bodies. They're doing everything for their bodies. They're doing nothing for their soul. And when they will die, they will find they have done nothing. They are empty-handed in their graves. So the breakfast for your soul is Namaz Fajr. So if you are giving breakfast to your soul is healthy and is strong. When your soul is healthy, it means you are healthy. We are only giving food to our body. And then, after Namaz Zohr Asr, this is also is a good food for your soul. And also, before sleeping, we are reciting Namaz Maghrib and Isha. This is also good night food for our soul. So in this way, when we are giving food to our soul, means we are making good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then easily we can solve our problems, because there are a lot of problems in our life. But when we have a spiritual power, then we are strong. There's no problem. We can solve very easily these problems. That's why dua, supplications, are very important in our life. Only by supplications you can make good relationship with your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is no supplication in your life,
It means you don't know how to speak, how to talk, how to make good relationship with your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, we have Quran and Ahlul Bayt. Ahlul Bayt are giving wonderful, beautiful, very nice supplication how we make good relationship with our God, our Lord, our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat barwa. There are many, many lovely supplications of Ahlul Bayt. So because this is very important, make good relationship with your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because one day you will be alone in your grave. Huh? For how many years you will be grave? Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam is telling it. This is the correct hadith. Imam alayhi salam is telling us some people, they will be in their grave more than 1 million years. Allahu Akbar. About 1 million years. You will be alone in your grave. You will be alone in this journey of unseen world. Means barzakh. Journey of unseen world. Prepare yourself for journey of unseen world. Nobody can run away from death. وَلَا يُمْكِنُ الْفِرَارِ مِنْ حُكُومَتِكَ. Nobody can run away. So, how can you live alone in your grave? Think about that. 1 million years, you will be alone in your grave. Why people are afraid from jail? In jail, they are giving you food, they are giving you water, everything. Why people don't like to go in jail? Why they are afraid? Because they are alone. This is the problem. They are alone in one room. Nobody is ready to live 24 hours or 48 hours or 72 hours alone in one room. Even the room is air conditioned, there's a light, there's a fruit, there's everything. So how can you will live in your grave alone for not 1 million hours, but 1 million years. It's a terrible, it's a big problem. That's why Ahlul Bayt are giving us teaching. Make good relationship with your God, then you are not alone in your grave. Really? How can we make good relationship with your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By reciting dua, lovely dua, dua-i kumail, dua-i joshan-e kabir, dua-i abi hamza sumali. Wonderful duas, lovely duas, dua-i maqaramul akhlaq, dua-i imam Hussein, dua-i arafah. Look in the whole world, you can challenge all religion. You can challenge all sects, Islamic sects, Sunni, Shafi, Hanbali, Maliki. Nobody has dua, supplication like our Ahlul Bayt's duas. You can challenge Christian, Judaism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Sikhism. Nobody has duas. Dua, supplication like Sahifa Sajjadiya, like Mafatihul Janan, like Sahifa Alawiyyah, like Sahifa. Every Imam has Sahifa. These wonderful duas. These are actual relationship with your God. And many of us, we don't know about these duas. There's one, my friend in New York, He was telling a story. He was a doctor. He heard that one American, he is teaching supplications and 1,000 people are his followers. Every Sunday, there is one program he's arranging and he's reciting and telling people, come on, if you have stress, if you have tension, come on. I have supplication. You recite with me. You can solve all your problems. There's no tension. There's no stress in your life. You will enjoy from these duas. And his doctor said, I had 1,000 people attending, going his lectures. He's reciting only duas. And people are crying and weeping and solving their problem. This doctor is amazing, an American guy, and he has supplication. Because the whole Bible is only some very few pages about the supplications of Hazrat David, Hazrat Daud, Salawat bar Muhammad. So this doctor, Iraqi doctor, he said, I decide I have to go to listen his duas. I went. There was a big crowd, about 1,000 youngsters. And everyone with that book, they were reciting duas. He said, oh, I also opened that book. What is this duas? When I opened this book, so this dua I read before. When I read correctly again, I found this is the dua of Imam Zainul Abidin. And that American published these duas by his name. He said, this is my supplication. Look. Huh? You have diamonds, huh? You don't know. Other people are stealing your diamonds. This American guy, the whole book of Sahif Sajjadiyya, he published by his name. These are my supplication. And 1,000 youngster was his followers. So look, we must give important these duas. We must understanding what these duas, this supplication. Through supplication, you can make a strong relation with your God. Then you are not alone. Doesn't matter where are you. You are in jail, you are in grave, you are in room. Where are you? You are in jungle, you are in hill. You have duas. And God said, Nahnu aqrab ilayhi min habl al-barid. God is nearest person to you. God is not for you. You are far from your God. God is very near to you every time. So these are the lovely duas. So through these duas, we have to understand the meaning and supplication, meaning of this dua. Supplications are very, very important in your life. This is the only way you can make a strong relationship with your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is no supplication, there is no dua in your life, it means there is no strong relationship between you and your God. You are only saying by tongue, La ilaha illallah, but there is no strong relationship. So by these duas, we are making a strong relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there is no fear. Huh? There is no fear. If you are a strong relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat bar Muhammad. Look, 2-3 days we discuss on Tawheed. And I told you Burhan-e-Nazm and Burhan-e-Harkat and other Burhan. Okay, but Tawheed is not limited. Whole your life is actually, if you understand Tawheed, means every time you are doing Tawaf to your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a single minute or second. If you understand Tawheed, Tawheed give you power. Oneness of God, love of God will give you power. So look, the La ilaha illallah, there is no God, only one God. Okay, this is the simple meaning for the children, not for you. This is the first lesson, primary lessons. What is the lessons for you from La ilaha illallah? You are elder, you are big guys, not children. This is the primary, there is no God, only one, okay? But the actually explanation and tafsir of La ilaha illallah, La mu'athir fil wujud illallah. What is the mu'assir? La ilaha illallah. The tafsir of La ilaha illallah is La mu'athir fil wujud illallah. What is the meaning of La Mu'assir? Means nobody is giving you benefits. All benefits which you are receiving, doesn't matter. One benefit you are receiving through parents. One benefit you are receiving, you are master, you are boss. But actually, every benefit, if you are receiving, the real giver of the benefits is God. Only God. La mu'assir fil wujud illallah. Wa tu'izzu man tashaa wa tuzillu man tashaa. If you're getting respect, doesn't matter who is giving you respect. But actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you respect through one person. If you're getting food, if you're getting blessing, doesn't matter who is giving you blessing, real giver is God. God. This is the Tawheed. This is the real La ilaha illallah. Look. And nobody can harm you. Nobody can harm you on earth. Huh? Without His permission. Do you know why we have the fear? Because our Tawheed, our La ilaha illallah is weak. We have fear, we can lose the job, we have the problem, we have this and that. No? These are all problems because we are very weak in Tawheed. We don't understand La ilaha illallah. La mu'assir fil wujud illallah. Nobody can harm you. Heech kasi shumara zarar nami rasane. Magar inke khuda izn bedeh. همه منفیت میرسه از طرف خدا است. هر نفع میرسه. Every benefit you are receiving from God. Don't think this man is giving you this profit. This man is nothing. He will die tomorrow. Maybe today. He don't know when he will die. Actual real giver is God. All benefits you are receiving, Allah is giving you. This is the real Tawheed. Jo bhi nafa mil raha hai dene wala khuda hai. Agar nafa nuksan ka malik insaan ko samjha, shirk hai. If you are believing this man is giving me profit and he will give me loss, it means this is the shirk. This is the shirk. Nobody can give you harm. Any loss. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything is in His hand. Understand? This is the real Tawheed. This Tawheed, you can't understand only by listening majlis. This Tawheed need practice. Burhan-e Nazm, Burhan-e Harkat. You can understand by listening. But this Tawheed need action, amal. Then you believe really everything in hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Tawheed, af'aliye, in Tawheed sifatiye, ba guftanamishe, ba amal. Vakti ke amal kunid, بعد موحد میشی، هر منفعت خدا میده، از هر ضرر خدا نجات میده، هر نفع خدا دیتا ہے، هر نقصان سے خدا بچاتا ہے. یہ توحید تب ہوگی جب عمل کریں گے. تقوی، پائٹی، پائٹی، only by piety you can receive this status. Otherwise you have fear. If there is a fear of any person, fear of any person in your heart, it means there is no la ilaha illallah in your heart. You are not true believer. Allah ke siva kisi ka khauf dar dil mein hai, to abhi la ilaha illallah dil mein nahi hai. Agar tarsi dari, غیر از خدا اگر ترسی داری، این دلیل هست که شما به خدا قطع رابطه کردید. در دل شما لا اله الا الله نیست. If you have fear, any fear except of God, fear of God is not fear. Fear of God is hidden love. There's a difference. If you have fear of any person, fear of any disease, this fear is showing that La ilaha illallah is not in your heart. It's only on your tongue. Why? Because your tawheed is weak. Because your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is weak. So make it strong. How can you strong? Namaz is the one procedure. And the supplication is the more power, most powerful procedure. So you can make good relationship with your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat bar Muhammad. So, we have thousand supplication, thousand. Every imam have his own sahifa. Now I'm going to recite some few sentences of Dua-e Abi Hamza Somali. It's lovely dua of Imam Zainul Abidin. You must read these duas with meaning at least once in your life. You will enjoy. And this is the way you can pass very easily. Then you are not alone if you have these duas. You are not alone in your grave. You will enjoy from loneliness if you understand these duas. God is with you. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. رسائل الصلوات. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. إلهي لا تؤدبني بأقوبتك. It's lovely dua. Oh my God, you want me a good person, I become a good mu'min. This is the will of God, wish of God. But there's a two way. If for example you have two children or one children, every parent wants that my children be good, they behave good. But how you are bringing up their children? Some parents, they are very intelligent. They are giving them guidance by love. By prize. Oh my child, if you pray namaz, I will give you prize. If you memorize Quran, I will give you prize. This is the way, good way to brought up and teach your children. And some people by mistake, they are also, they want also their children be good, but by punishment. If you not recite namaz, I will punish you. This is not the good way. So, there are two ways. for the teaching. One is by love and another is by punishment. So now here, Imam is teaching us, look, oh my God, if you want teach me, huh? If you want me make good, not by punishment. Make me good by your love. Make me good by the love of Ahlul Bayt. Make me perfect by love of Imam Zaman Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajashu. الهی خدا مرا با عذابت با ادب مکن. فارسی اینطوری میشه. الهی لا تعذبنی به عقوبت ولا تمکر بی فی حیلتک. It's a very lovely sentence. Look, sometime God hates some people. They are doing sin, God is giving them more blessing. This is the healer. وَلَا تَمْكُرْ بِي فِي هِيلَةِ. And they are thinking God is happy with us. No! God don't want them. Dislike them. God don't want to give them guidance. Some mu'mineen, when they are doing mistake, God punish them, for example, give them some problem. They understand we have done wrong. So they come for forgiveness. And some sinner, God don't want to give them guidance. They are doing sin. God giving more blessing. And they are forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are thinking God is happy with us. This is very important thing. وَلَا تَمْكُرْ بِي فِي هِيلَتِكْ مِنْ أَيْنَ لِيَ الْخَيْرُ يَا رَبْ ولا يوجد إلا من عندك. Hey, my God, oh my lovely God, from where can I get good things, khair, all blessing? Only from your door. Ay khuda ghair az dar shuma, dar to من کجا خیر بیاورم؟ همه خیر در خون توه، در تو است. من این لی الخیر و ای خدا، من این لی الخیر و یا رب ولا یوجد الا من عندك. من این لی النجات و ولا تستطاع الا بك. نجات غیر از تو، از کجا دست بیارم اے خدا؟ نجات اگر تیرے در سے نہ ملے گی کہاں سے ملے گی؟ خیر اگر تیرے در سے نہ ملے گا کہاں سے ملے گی؟ Who can save me, my Allah سبحانہ وتعالی؟ Who can protect me except you? You can protect me, you can guide me, you can save me from all sins, all problem. لَلَّذِي يَسَنَ اسْتَغْنَاءً عَنِكَ وَرَحْمَتِكَ. This is also lovely sentence. Because Ahlul Bayt knowledge you can understand through these duas. When they are speaking with their God, when they are speaking with us, they are not giving us very highest level of knowledge. But when they are speaking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you understand their knowledge. Now this is a very, every sentence is very important. لَلَّذِي يَسَنَ اسْتَغْنَى عَنْ عَوْنِكَ وَرَحْمَتِكَ. Means every good thing, if you are performing, do you know why? This because God is helping you. No, you are sitting here I told you that riwayah. Why you are sitting here? Why you came here? This is the tawfiq. This is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means you have done some good things. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invite you here. Really, really. If you have done any bad thing, any great sin, then Allah will not give you tawfiq coming these majlises. لَلَّذِي أَحْسَنَ اسْتَغْنَى an awnika, oh my God, without your help, I can't do any good thing. This should be your belief. This is the help and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we are coming and we are reciting the dua. Allahu Akbar. And the, another sentence is also very lovely. لَلَّذِي يَسَاءَ وَاجْتَرَأَ عَلَيْكَ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرْ لَمْ يُرْزِكَ خَرَجًا عَنْ قُدْرَتِكَ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرْ اے خدا گناہی کے کردم احانت تو کردم وَاجْتَرَأَ عَلَيْكَ جُرَّت کردم مخالفت تو چھے گناہی بزرگ کردم در محضر تو گناہ کردم. I have done sin in your presence. You are watching me, you are looking me. It is very easy for you. You can send a punishment, azab on me. خیلی آسان بود خدا بر ما عذاب نازل کن. اے خدا میں نے تیری دربار میں گناہ کیے, اگر تو چاہتا ایک ذرہ عذاب مجھ پہ نازل کر دیتا میں ختم ہو جاتا ہوں. لم یرزقہ خرج عن قدرتک. Everywhere, any place, everywhere when I'm doing sin, I'm in your court, you are watching me, you can punish me. But God is not giving us punishment because He is merciful, He is Rahman, He is Rahim, He is Ghaffar. Now this is the lovely procedure of dua. Imam is telling us, say all of you, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. How? We can say, not like a dua kumil three times. Imam say in one breath. Look, this is the formula. It's a lovely formula of Imam Zain al-Abideen. If you understand this formula is valuable, more than $1 million. This is the lovely formula which will protect you, which will save you, which will solve your problem. Which time? When you will die. When your soul will be separated from your body. This is the formula. If you want to die easily, without any pain, then understand this formula. Imam is not saying that, say, Ya Rab, like Imam Ali said, in Dua Kumil three times. No. Look, this is the formula. Imam said, one breath. How many times you can say, Ya Rab, you say. You like that. Say with me. Ya Rabbi, 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 Ya Rabbi. And this breath will be discontinued. Now here is the place for thinking. Why not three times? Huh? Imam Ali said only Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. Imam Zain al-Abideen is teaching you. He making us prepare for death. Huh? Because when you will die, your breath will be discontinued. Huh? Imam say Ya Rab in one breath, and then your breath will be discontinued. Say again. This is the training. If you take this training, the time of death will be easy for you. You will die in lovely mood, without pain. Huh? Otherwise, it's terrible. when you will die. There's a hadith. You can't imagine that pain. It is sinner, when sinner will die, he have seen never so painful time in his whole life. When he will die, that time is more terrible in his whole life. It's not easy. There's another hadith, just like one person is cutting every part of your body, you will feel so pain. Yes. Yani jaan kani sakrat aasan nis. Yani badan shuma kasi kate kate mikune aqa. Kheli dard ast. Sakrat ba khud dardnak hai. Imam usse nijat dilane ka nuskha bata raha hai ki ya rab ek saans mein kaho saans munqata ho jaye. Ha? Sab milke training de. Ek martaba aur ka. Ya Rabbi, 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 Ya Rabbi. Saas toot gayi, ha? Ha? Dobara training kare. Ya Rabbi, 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 Ya Rabbi. Actually, this is the meditation in mysticism. They are giving us teaching in mysticism. How can you control on your thoughts? This is the meditation, Islamic meditation. How you control on your thoughts? In modern psychology also they are giving trainings. But not powerful like spiritual and mystical meditation. There's one course in USA, they spend about more than $10 million to make that course. What is that? That is inner speech training. Inner speech training. IST training. What is inner speech training? Means inner speech means your thoughts. If you are able to control your thoughts, you are most powerful man in the world. Because thoughts are making you sometimes sad, sometimes happy, sometimes worries. Thoughts. All the problems because of thoughts. So IST training, they understand, everything is thoughts. Your happiness depends on your thoughts. For example, you know, if you think about a good occasion in your life, for example, you went to Karbala for Ziyarat of Karbala, if you memorize, I kiss Zari of Imam Hussein, you will be happy. Thoughts. But very few people, they have control on their thoughts. For example, what 1 minute, for 1 minute is too much. For 30 seconds, control on your thoughts. Don't think about anything. Only think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the same way. Look, the breathing technique is most powerful technique in meditation, in mystical, in Islamic meditation. But because breathing is necessary for life. So the mystical meditation, inshallah some more I will teach you, they are using breathing technique, and by using breathing technique you can easily get control, 100% control on your thoughts. And you know, this is the best worship. If you get 100% control on your thoughts. Why? There is hadith of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Prophet of Allah say, if any person recite 2 rakat namaz, 2 rakat salat, 2 rakat 5 time prayer, if you recite 2 rakat salat without any thoughts, Without any temptation. Only you are speaking with your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other thought. If you finish 2 rakat, 100 concentration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Prophet is telling us, I am giving you guarantee, you will go in heaven. Only 2 rakat, salat. یعنی 2 رکعت نماز با حضور قلب خونید پیامبر میگه من ضمانت میگم میری بهشت 2 رکعت نماز یعنی 2 منٹ کا کام ہے توجہ سے نماز پڑھیں اللہ کے رسول کہتے تم جنت میں چلے جاؤ گے This is the meditation the امام زین العابدین علیہ السلام is teaching us spiritual meditation mystical meditation the breathing technique انشاءاللہ we will discuss breathing technique is a very big topic You can do 100, more than 100 meditation through breathing techniques. And this is the easy way that you can control on your thoughts. So inshallah, say all of you, Ya Rabbi, 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 Ya Rabbi. Loudly, Ya Rabbi, 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 Ya Rabbi. Okay. Why Ya Rabbi? There are 1,000 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Imam is telling you when you will die, you say Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, and you will die easily, very easily. There is also a lovely point. The Rab loves, the word Rab is very sweet. And look, there is another hadith. For example, you are giving sacrifice on the day of Eid. Hadith is telling us, if one animal, and that animal is in your house for 1 year, and you are feeding him. If you are feeding someone, then you are his Rab in Arabic. Rab who is feeding us. Ya Rab. Because the word Rab in the Quran also came for a king of Egypt. Anyone who is feeding in the Arabic. But when we are saying Rab, means our God. So, when 1 year you are feeding an animal, Islam say, now the time of sacrifice, don't cut his neck because you are his Rab. You're feeding him. When you're feeding someone, you are loving someone. Islam is telling us, don't cut his neck because you are feeding him since 1 year. Go buy another cell, buy another animal, and then give sacrifice. No, this lovely point. When you are dying, don't say another, don't use another word. Imam says the perfect word is Ya Rab. Oh my God, you are feeding me since 60 years, since 70 years. How you throw me in hell? You are my Rab. So this is the time is we are asking, we are using perfect word, Ya Rab, when we are dying. Oh my God, you are feeding me since 60, 80 years. So how you punish me? You will be merciful for me. Salawat bar Muhammad alayhi. امام زین العابدین میگه وقتی مردن از سمای خدا زیاد میگه یا رب یا رب یعنی پرورش دهنده ای خدا 60 سال 70 سال تو رب منی ما را غذا میدادی ما را پرورش میکردی چطور بر ما را میاندازی به طرف عذاب ببینی یا رب یا سبحان الله Say all of you, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Say loudly, Alhamdulillah,
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah,
Alladhi ad'uhu fayujibuni in kuntu batiyan hina yad'uni. Alhamdulillah, I'm grateful. Oh my God, all praise to you. Why? Because I'm sinner. Oh my God, I'm sinner. I have done countless sin in your court. Even I'm sinner, when I'm calling you, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, you are replying me. You are accepting my du'as. You are accepting my supplication. Huh? This is the greatness and this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خدا ما گناهکاریم بعدم وقتی صدا میزنیم تو لبیک میگی حدیث داره ما میگیم یک مرتبه یا رب خدا سه مرتبه جواب میگه لبیک 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 we are saying only once یا الله یا رب Allah is replying us three times Allah this is his mercy say all of you
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.
Say all of you loudly.
Alhamdulillah. 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 الذي أسأله فيعذيني إن كنت بخيلا هنا يستقرضني Oh my God, oh my lovely Lord. Oh my God, oh my lovely Lord, I'm miser. Many people are asking for help. I'm not helping, I'm not giving them money. Even I'm miser, I'm bakhil. But when I'm coming to your door asking some money and risk, asking about anything, you are giving me, yani man bakhilam. خیلی فقرا را چیزی نمیدم ولی وقتی در خونه تو میایم ای خدا تو مرا رد نمی کنی من هزاران را رد می کنم همه بگوی الحمدلله
صدا را آزاد کنید الحمدلله ماشاءالله
الحمدلله
میدونی الحمدلله گفتن چه ثواب داره Do you know what is the reward of saying once only Alhamdulillah Allah Akbar if you will hear it's amazing for everyone how much great sawab by reciting only once Alhamdulillah by heart not by only tongue means oh, I am grateful Imam is telling us When one person is saying only once, Alhamdulillah. God Allah is telling His angels, oh my angels, write His reward. This my servant, he performed all my blessing which I have given him. He is performing shukr, he is performing gratefulness for all my blessing which I have given him in his life. Oh my God, your blessing are countless. خدا چه میگه؟ فرشتا بنویسید این بنده من شکر ادا کرد تمام نعمت ها که من ایرا داده بودم با گفتن یک الحمدلله. چه خدایی داری شما، چه مهربان. الله اکبر. خدا کہتا ہے فرشتا لکھ دو اس میرے بندے نے میری ساری نعمتوں کا شکریہ ادا کر دیا. اللہ کی نعمتیں کوئی گن نہیں سکتا. ان تعدوا نعمت اللہ لا تحصوها. If you want count blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can't count. But Allah is telling us by saying only one alhamdulillah. Oh, you are grateful. You have done shukr for all my blessing. How lovely God you have. Why you are not making good relationship with your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You have relationship with everyone who is giving you nothing. God who is giving you everything. Who is giving you eyes, who is giving you tongue, who is giving you two hands, who is giving you two feet, who is giving you whole body, who is giving you children, who is giving you risk? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are you not speaking with your God? You are speaking with every person on the streets who is giving you nothing. Unfortunately, but you haven't time to speak with your God. This is our big mistake. By saying one alhamdulillah, God is giving you so much great reward. Say by your heart. Say by your love. Ba muhabbat bigi. با عشق بگی، با گریه بگی، همون کلم الحمدلله، الحمدلله لاودلی سب بلند آواز سے الحمدلله. All of you, alhamdulillah. All of you, alhamdulillah. 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 آئے عزیز و آرام سے بیٹھے ہو، نہ گرمی لگ رہی ہے نہ سردی لگ رہی ہے، کرو الحمدللہ. مگر میں قربان جاؤں بیمار زین العابدین پہ، شام کا بازار ہے، امام زین العابدین کے ہاتھوں میں حج گڑیاں ہیں، پاؤں میں بیڑیاں. او کوئی پتھر مار رہا ہے، کوئی گرم خاک پھینک رہا ہے،
مگر امام زین العابدین کے زباب یہی جملہ الحمد للہ امام زین العابدین بازار شامی گفت الحمد للہ کسی سنگ میز آئے کسی بات دیا نیز آئے الحالات ہم امام زین العابدین میگے الحمد الحم راوی کہتا میں نے شام کے بازار میں ایک قیدی کو دیکھا جس کے ہاتھوں میں ہتھ کڑیاں پاؤں میں بیڑیاں گردن میں تو مجھے قیدی پہ رحم آ گیا قیدی بھی تھا بیمار بھی تھا پردیسی بھی تھا میں نے غریب آ کے کہا السلام علیک یا غریب الوطن قیدی نے کہا وعلیک السلام قیدی نے کہا مومن دوبارہ مجھ پہ سلام بھیج آئے مومن کہتا میں نے دوبارہ سلام کیا السلام علیک یا اسیر او قیدی میرا تجھ پہ سلام قیدی نے کہا ایک مرتبہ پھر سلام بھیج میں نے کہا قیدی کیا تجھ پہ کبھی کسی نے سلام نہیں بھیجا آئے قیدی کی آواز آئی سہیل ہم وہ ہیں کہ خدا ہم پہ درود و سلام بھیجتا ہے مگر کربلا سے کوفہ کوفے سے شام تک کسی مسلمان نے مجھے لائق سلام نہیں سمجھا سہیل کہتا میرا نام لیا میں حیران ہو گیا میں قیدی کے نزدیک گیا جب قیدی کے نزدیک گیا ایک درد بھرا منظر دیکھا میرے آنکھوں میں آنسو آ گئے قیدی کا گلا اور پانچ برس کے بچے کا گلا ایک چھوٹی رسی بندہ سمجھ گئے یہ پانچ برس کا بچہ کون ہے یہ امام باقر ہے اور جب قیدی کمر سیدھی کرنا چاہتا ہے اور باقر کی آواز آتی ہے بابا رسی چھوٹی ہے میرا گلا گھٹ رہا ہے بابا رسی چھوٹی ہے بابا مجھے معاف کرنا میری وجہ سے آپ کو کمر جھکا کے چلنا پڑتا سب دس مرتبہ یا اللہ ہو یا اللہ ہو یا اللہ ہو یا اللہ یا اللہ ہو یا اللہ ہو اے خدا تجھے زخمی گردن امام زین العابدین کا واسطہ اے خدا تجھے امام باقر کے زخمی گردن کا واسطہ اے خدا تجھے سکینہ کے زخمی کانوں کا واسطہ اے خدا تجھے امام سجاد کے زخمی پیروں کا واسطہ او میرے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر دے ہمارے والدین کے گناہوں کو معاف کر دے جن کا حق ہماری گردن پہ ان کے گناہوں کو بخش دے جنہوں نے ہم پہ احسانات کیے ان کے گناہوں کو معاف دے میرے اللہ موت نہ دینا جب تک گناہوں سے سچی توبہ نہ کر لیں موت نہ دینا جو نماز روزہ حج زکات خمس قضا ہے ادا نہ کر دے. اے خدا تمام صفات حیوانی اور شیطانی سے نجات دے, تمام صفات نورانی ہمیں نصیب فرما. اے خدا ہمیں علم کامل دے, اے خدا ہمیں عقل کامل دے, اے خدا ہمیں تقوی کامل دے, اے خدا ہمیں ایمان کامل دے, اے خدا عبادتوں کی لذتیں کامل دے, اے خدا اپنے حضور کا نور کامل دے. اے خدا ایک لمحے کے لیے تجھ سے غافل نہ رہیں, ایک لمحے کے لیے امام زمانہ سے غافل نہ رہیں. اے خدا ہمیں صحت کامل دے, اے خدا مریضوں کو شفا دے, بے گناہ قیدیوں کو رہائی دے, بے اولاد کو اولاد دے, صاحب اولاد کی اولاد کو صالح کر دے. اے خدا جو مومنین کو شہید کر رہے ہیں, قتل عام کر رہے ہیں, ان ظالموں کو, ان فاسقوں کو, منافقوں کو نیست و نابود فرما. اے میرے اللہ, دنیا سے ظلم و ظالمین کے خاتمے کے لیے, گناہ و بے حیائی و بے غیرتی کے خاتمے کے لیے حضرت عیسیٰ حضرت امام مہدی علیہ السلام کا ظہور کر دے. ہمیں مولا کی زیارت نصیب کر دے. اے میرے اللہ, جو مانگا گیا عطا کر دے, جو بھول گئے محتاج ہیں وہ بھی عطا کر دے. دنیا میں اگر ایک حاجت پوری کرتا میرے اللہ, آخرت میں زیادہ محتاج ہیں, قبر و برزخ میں زیادہ محتاج, اور بے شمار حاجتیں پوری کر. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم. صلوات.